Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. 88 asylum seekers are living in tented accommodation in County Clare this evening, just over 3 weeks since the government insisted the tents at the Knocklisheen Direct Provision Centre would not be used again. Drive Time highlighted the freezing conditions endured by over 100 men living in army-style tents there on December the 8th last, you might remember, prompting widespread condemnation and questions over human rights, which led eventually to urgent efforts to move the men to alternative accommodation. And those assurances from Minister Roderick O'Gorman at the time that the use of tents for this purpose would now cease. Here's a reminder of what he said then.
We don't want to be in a position where we're where people are staying in tents in cold weather, and that's why we worked extremely hard over this weekend to end that situation, and we have been able to end that situation, and we continue to look to make sure we can provide shelter and safety to everybody coming to this country.
So those tents won't be used again this winter. Are you guaranteeing that?
We won't be using those tents again.
That's what he said then on December the 12th. That was Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman speaking with Claire Byrne on this station. But 24 days later, 88 men have moved into the very same tents in recent days. Drive Time's John Cook has been back to Knocklisheen and can tell us more, John.
Yeah, they're using them again despite those assurances. A U-turn here from the minister and his department. I'm told he's unavailable to speak to us on Drive Time this evening, but the department has confirmed 88 people are currently in those tents, a statement telling me of their endeavours to ensure this is a short-term measure. But in the context of the accommodation shortage, I'm told their priority must remain on providing shelter. Even though the statement confirms other tented accommodation in Athlone and Tralee, where I visited previously, will remain decommissioned. The men I spoke to living in these tents last month, you'll remember, Cormac, described them as inhumane and unbearable, sentiments echoed by local TDs and agencies working with asylum seekers. So, for instance, staff at the Jesuit Refugee Service, which conducted its usual weekly clinic in Knocklisheen this morning, told me they're deeply disappointed to see 11 tents occupied again today, 8 men in each. Their national director, Eugene Quinn, was on site this morning.
We're aware we're in an unprecedented situation in terms of accommodation pressures. We saw a report come out to say that there's an estimated 14,000 shortfall in bed capacity. So we know it's extremely difficult around accommodation. But we're deeply disappointed to see the tents reopen in Knocklisheen. We don't think that it's a sustainable accommodation solution, even in the short term. We've seen the experience before where people had trouble sleeping, where their sense of well-being, the difficulties even before the cold weather, and that all of that was recorded. So the position of JRS Ireland is that tents don't meet the basic needs requirement under the reception directive, and that they're not even... that don't meet the minimum standards for international protection applicants to live with dignity.
3 weeks ago, we had the president condemning conditions in which these men were in tents, in these freezing conditions. It's maybe 11 degrees today, stormy and wet. You say no more suitable to have them in tents today. The minister agreed with you 3 weeks ago, said this wouldn't happen again. And I'm wondering how you feel now about his credibility and your trust in government on this plan when they say there is one for refugees and asylum seekers here.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we have a real concern. We're in the first week in January. There's a real chance that the cold weather, we're still in the middle of winter, so we could find ourselves in the same situation. So it's very difficult to understand why the tents would be reopened again when those same conditions might persist that would require people to move. Our real concern is that what happens to the people who are in the tents if they're moved again at short notice, that we have to find a better option. And I suppose we'd be going back to the minister to say, he needs to find a better option. There needs to be a better way than using tents.
He said he would. He said he'd never use them again. So where does that leave his credibility on this issue and the government, the credibility of the government's plan on this?
I suppose we keep saying we acknowledge the challenges, but I suppose we're deeply disappointed that the minister has allowed this to happen on his watch, that the tents have been reopened again.
That's Eugene Quinn of the Jesuit Refugee Service. Similar concerns, John, have been raised by many other groups today.
Yes, Cormac. And all of them do accept the unprecedented challenges faced by government in housing over 51,955 Ukrainian refugees who've sought accommodation here so far and over 19,300 international protection applicants, with 1,500 more people seeking accommodation arriving over the Christmas period. But the Limerick-based migrant group Doris expressed its surprise at today's news, given last month's specific assurances to the contrary from the minister, while the Irish Refugee Council say they're very concerned about the reintroduction of these tents. They've called for a significant gear change now in the government response to this crisis, including the use of state land, greater resources, rapid bill solutions, and the involvement of other government departments other than Minister Roderick O'Gorman's office. So I asked CEO Nick Henderson if he still has confidence in the minister's plans given this U-turn on using tents here now.
We do have faith that the minister can continue to manage the challenges that are in front of him with additional, very significant additional support from other government departments. And as I say, that may mean, and will probably very likely mean, having to take responsibilities away from the Department of Children. And that could be, for example, another government department trying to develop medium to long-term accommodation options, probably the Department of Housing, while the Department of Children works through its current very, very significant responsibilities. As I say, 70,000 people are being accommodated in January 2023 by a department who were accommodating in January 2022, probably only, if memory serves me correctly, only around 6,000 to 7,000 people.
And briefly, Nick, would you be confident the Department of Housing is well placed to do this given the scale of our housing and homelessness crisis?
I would be concerned about that. Now, I know the Department of Housing have come on board with some initiatives, particularly in the context of Ukraine. But one of the issues that we've seen there is just the limited scale and ultimately ambition that we've seen from them. I think we do need something, considering the report in the Irish Times 2 days ago stating that there was going to be a shortfall of something like 15,000 beds. We do need something that is very, very ambitious at very short notice with all government departments rolling in behind it.
Otherwise, we may have more tents again, it would seem.
Well, otherwise, we may have more tents again, and then also, there is the scenario that we all experienced in September and October, where the state couldn't provide accommodation to people on arrival, and there was people who were street homeless on arrival. That's a very real possibility, and we have to do everything we can to prevent that.
That is Nick Henderson of the Irish Refugee Council, ending John Cook's report from Limerick.